You're listening to KGOU, your NPR source. Bills in the Oklahoma State Legislature faced a major deadline on Thursday. They must have passed through their chamber of origin to continue through the legislative process. Among the bills that are still alive are two teacher pay raise measures. As part of our series Capital Insider, KGOU's Dick Pryor spoke with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley about legislation that made the cut and bills that did not.
Sean, the deadline has passed for bills to be heard on the floor of the House of Origin. That's the end of the line for many bills.
That's correct. It looks like about 145 bills failed to make the deadline on Thursday, cutting the number down from about 815 bills of the more than 2,000 that were filed down to 670 or so that will continue to make their way through the process.
One of the bills that failed was Senator Josh Brkeen's preemption bill.
That's right. What this bill would have done would have limited local government entities, your county governments and your state governments, from passing anti-discrimination laws that were essentially broader than what the state anti-discrimination law says. The state's anti-discrimination law does not cover sexual orientation, and that was really the issue involved. The bill failed on Thursday, not once, but twice, actually. First on a vote on the bill itself, and then on a motion to reconsider. The members did not even vote to reconsider it. That means it's likely dead for the remainder of this session and next year as well.
Senator Joseph Silk's Oklahoma Right of Conscience bill was not heard by his own choosing.
That's right. In fact, that came right after Senator Brkeen's bill, Senate Bill 694, fell in defeat. Senator Silk's bill is somewhat similar in a way in that it would have allowed private businesses to make decisions of conscience and not serve certain individuals if that was their choice. By not having the bill heard, it does remain alive. While the bill itself will not advance necessarily this session, it could come back next year and be heard again.
Teacher pay raise bills are still alive.
That's correct. A couple of weeks ago, the House passed its 1-2-3 plan, which would give a $1,000 raise the first year, $2,000 the second, and $3,000 the third. On Wednesday, the Senate passed Senate Bill 618, which is different than what we saw in the Senate Appropriations Committee. This calls for a 4 percentage point increase in the first year, 2017-2018, and then a 4 percentage point increase in the second year, 2018-2019. Senator Stanislawski said that amounted to about a $1,500 per year pay increase for teachers.
What's the latest on the state budget?
On Thursday, we saw the House Appropriations and Budget Subcommittees hold a series of meetings talking about a request put forth by House Appropriations and Budget Chair Leslie Osborne to state agencies on what impact a 14.5% budget cut would have. Of course, agencies were telling the various subcommittees that it would be devastating. In the Education Subcommittee, for example, Oklahoma City Superintendent of Public Schools, Aurora Laura, it essentially reiterated what we've already heard, that they would be looking at closing schools. We heard similar stories out of Tulsa, that they too are running out of ways which they can cut. In the health subcommittee, it was much the same story. The Oklahoma Healthcare Authority and the Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services talked about the impact that it would have on their federal funding, meaning they would lose not only state dollars, but additional dollars as well.
Democrats also rolled out a budget plan.
That's right. House Democratic leader Scott Inman outlined a plan which they have come up with that would increase the gross production tax. It would then also add a new income tax bracket, essentially at a higher rate for higher earners. And then it would also provide some sales tax on services, therefore filling up the budget hole and allowing them to address some of the needs that the agencies say that they are having.
What should we watch for in the days ahead?
In the days ahead, we move back into committees. Those bills that were heard and passed in the House go across to the Senate, and they'll be heard by Senate committees, and then the opposite is true. The Senate bills that pass go to the House to be heard by their committees there, and they'll begin whittling down again that 670 or so bills that are currently still alive this legislative session.
eCapital News Director Sean Ashley, thank you.
You're very welcome.
KGOU and eCapital collaborate each week on Capital Insider. You can find this conversation at kgou.org. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter. We're at eCapital and at KGOU News.